Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The cloud-native ecosystem reached an exciting milestone this month, with the very first Kubernetes Community Day in the San Francisco Bay Area. Held at the legendary Computer History Museum in Mountain View, the event on September 9th brought together hundreds of developers, engineers, and industry leaders under one roof. Backed by the Cloud Native Computing Foundation, or CNCF, the event aimed to foster collaboration, knowledge sharing, and an even stronger network among cloud-native enthusiasts. Whether you're a seasoned Kubernetes veteran or just starting your journey in the ecosystem, KCDSF Bay Area offered an agenda packed with valuable sessions and hands-on workshops. What set this inaugural event apart was not just the scale, but the thoughtfully curated lineup of speakers, which included some of the most influential names in open-source software and cloud technologies. For many attendees, being able to learn directly from these trailblazers was a highlight for the entire day. The program kicked off with inspiring keynotes from tech pioneers such as Solomon Hikes, well-known as one of Docker's original creators, Jim Bugwadia, and Jonathan Bryce from the OpenStack Foundation. Each keynote delved into current trends, big-picture ideas, and real-world lessons learned from building and running cloud-native systems at scale. Solomon Hikes opened with a look at how open-source collaboration has fueled cloud-native progress, reminding listeners that the ethos of sharing and community-driven development remains key as the ecosystem evolves. Jim Bugwadia took things further, breaking down best practices for Kubernetes governance in large organizations and the importance of clarity and open-source leadership. Jonathan Bryce offered his perspective on the pace of infrastructure transformation, reflecting on a decade of the CNCF's influence and the rise of multi-cloud strategies across enterprises. Beyond the keynotes, the agenda included deep dives into topics like application deployment patterns, zero-trust security models, and the evolving role of automation in today's CI and CD pipelines. Attendees saw practical sessions focused on scaling containerized workloads, automating workflows, and unlocking the power of cloud-native observability tools. Everywhere you turned, chances were high you'd overhear animated hallway conversations about the best ways to run, monitor, and secure Kubernetes clusters. Hands-on workshops formed another vital part of the day, offering step-by-step guidance on everything from deploying microservices to demystifying GitOps workflows, all led by experts from some of the industry's most respected companies. These sessions gave participants the chance to roll up their sleeves, share war stories, and work through real-life scenarios which strengthen their skill sets for real production challenges. For many, this direct learning approach was a major draw and allowed attendees to get tailored advice from hands-on professionals. Outside of the main talks and technical tracks, the social hour brought everyone together in a more relaxed atmosphere to swap stories, make new contacts, and strengthen old ties. It's clear that for the cloud-native community in the Bay Area, events like these play an essential role, not just professionally, but in forging real friendships and ongoing collaborations. Networking is often mentioned as one of the biggest benefits of community events, and this year's KCD Social Hour did not disappoint. As participants mingled among the museum's exhibits and basked in the spirit of innovation, the sense of belonging and support was tangible. An ecosystem strengthened by people ready to help each other and share knowledge. Alongside celebrating new ideas and new voices, the event also marked a significant anniversary, the CNCF's 10th year supporting global cloud-native adoption. Over those 10 years, the foundation has played a pivotal role in driving forward crucial projects such as Kubernetes, Prometheus, Envoy, and more, shaping the technological backbone of countless organizations and startups worldwide. Whether you're running containers at a scale of thousands or just starting your journey with a handful of cloud workloads, you've likely benefited from CNCF's open source projects, which prioritize openness, security, and efficiency. At the event, speakers regularly paid tribute to the volunteers, contributors, and maintainers who've kept the projects thriving, often working behind the scenes to drive progress quietly and collaboratively. Panel discussions at KCD also urged attendees to use this anniversary not just as a milestone for celebration, but as inspiration to look forward. That forward-looking attitude is vital, as the entire industry faces new opportunities and challenges, not just technical, but economic and environmental as well. During the event, it was clear that energy consumption and sustainability are top of mind for many in the cloud-native space, especially as reports show the energy footprint of data centers continues to rise globally. In fact, the energy and infrastructure conversations sparked some of the liveliest debate outside the scheduled sessions. Many cited recent warnings from the U.S. Department of Energy that, by 2026, data centers may use more electricity than all residential customers combined. Natural gas prices are climbing sharply, and the cost of utilities overall is putting immense pressure on both homes and businesses, especially in high-tech regions. We're seeing direct impacts, like Florida Power and Light's customers facing bills over $400 during the summer, and even proposals for multi-year rate hikes that are understandably drawing pushback from communities. When one in every six households is already reporting trouble paying their electricity bills, and the government is directing billions toward energy assistance for low-income families, the reality is clear. Energy cost and sustainability are not abstract concepts, but real-life issues affecting people everywhere. For everyone building or relying on the cloud, that means energy efficiency, architectural choices, and responsible scaling should be a larger part of every infrastructure conversation, whether you're deploying in the cloud or on the edge. At KCD, speakers challenged attendees to find ways to reduce their own operational footprint, share best practices, and collaborate on sustainable technology solutions as part of their regular development process. The consensus was clear. Cloud native can and should be synonymous with sustainable by design. Returning to the highlights of the event, it was fascinating to hear perspectives on how the Kubernetes ecosystem has matured and diversified over the last decade. In breakout sessions, participants discussed the growing popularity of managed Kubernetes offerings, how tools for observability and policy management are changing the developer experience, and the value of security practices like runtime auditing and policy as code. Especially notable were workshops centered on GitOps, which is rapidly moving from niche practice into mainstream adoption. Presenters demonstrated how declarative infrastructure, automated rollouts, and kill switch capabilities are reshaping both day-to-day operations and high-stakes incident response for teams of every size. Alongside technical deep dives, the event also wove in human stories, how individuals first discovered open source, the challenges they faced on their Kubernetes journeys, and what motivates them to keep contributing year after year. One speaker recounted their path from struggling with early Docker betas to now managing dozens of production clusters, highlighting that no one gets there alone. It's community knowledge that lights the way. As with any thriving technical community, a spirit of generosity and support echoed throughout the event, inspiring many newer participants to consider volunteering, contributing documentation, or even submitting bug fixes to open projects. A standout moment came during the closing remarks, when event organizers paused to thank the myriad volunteers and user group leaders who've helped foster a culture of learning and openness across busy metropolitan tech hubs like the Bay Area. They also encouraged everyone present, regardless of job title or background, to keep the momentum alive by sharing what they'd learned, whether back at their own companies, in local meetup groups, or through online forums like the CNCF Slack or GitHub communities. The underlying message was simple but powerful. Driving the cloud-native movement relies not just on big software releases, but on many acts of sharing and collaboration every day. All told, KCDSF Bay Area truly felt like a celebration and a challenge to keep pushing boundaries while staying attentive to long-term sustainability. Participants left energized by the ideas exchanged, the new relationships built, and the ongoing story of an ecosystem that's never content to sit still for long. As the day wrapped up, there was a strong sense that while technology keeps changing, what stays the same are the human connections that make real progress possible. If you missed this year's event, it's not too early to mark your calendar for future KCDs, both in the Bay Area and around the globe, each bringing its own unique focus and each reinforcing the message that the cloud-native movement is truly global and inclusive. In closing, KCDSF Bay Area was a powerful reminder that whether you're in operations, development, security, or just starting out, there's a welcome place for you in this community. As the cloud-native ecosystem continues to innovate and expand into new frontiers, driven by open minds from every walk of life, events like these play a vital role in ensuring our collective story is shared widely and written by many hands. That's it for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining me for this recap of the inaugural KCDSF Bay Area. Stay tuned as we keep exploring the stories, technologies, and people driving open source and cloud innovation forward. Thanks for listening.